At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Week one is here. It is time to set lineups. You want rankings. We got rankings. Top 36 wide receivers and some deep sleepers coming up right now. TFA fam, welcome back. There's no time to waste. Cav, let's jump right into these rankings. We're going to do some consensus rankings here at TFA, and they are as follows. For wide receiver ones, leading off with Justin Jefferson, followed by Ja'Marr Chase, Cooper Kupp, Stephon Diggs, Davante Adams, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, Michael Pittman for the brand, Cortland Sutton, Mike Evans, Keenan Allen, and Tyreek Hill rounding out our top 12. Kev, who is somebody in this wide receiver one range that you were excited about for week one?
I absolutely love A.J. Brown this week in this matchup against the Detroit Lions. The Eagles actually have the fifth highest implied point total of the week. Their line has actually moved up a full point over the last couple of days as well. So money is coming in on Philadelphia. I think this game could actually be rather high scoring. It has a 48.5 point total as well, and it's actually moved up. It opened at a 46.5. So I think there could be a lot of points scored here in this matchup. So A.J. Brown is somebody that I absolutely love this year, and I think he gets off on the right foot against this Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions secondary is not very good. They were absolutely torched, on multiple occasions last year. Yes, they made some improvements on this defense over the offseason, but not enough that's going to really hide anything from this team. So I think A.J. Brown is the locked-in wide receiver one. I think we see Philadelphia open up this offense more and throw the ball more this year than they did last year. Now with the addition of A.J. Brown, Goddard, and Devonta Smith are all here. You know, I think we all have them. You know, we have, you know, Goddard as a tight end, as a top five option at tight end. We have A.J. Brown as a top 10, and I think we have Devonta Smith inside the top 36 as well. So love this passing attack this week, and I'm all in on A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I love that call, and I'm glad to see that we have Sutton as high as we do. That's who I'm going to be talking about. I'm still not backing off of Judy. I still think we see him have a breakout year, but I am not that stubborn. All signs are pointing to Cortland Sutton being the guy for Russ. I am all aboard the Russ revenge game narrative here. I have him as a top five option this week, and I think we see this offense just try and take an absolute massive dookie all over the Seahawks. I'm not afraid of anybody in this secondary, and I think they just try and smack Seattle around and embarrass them. I think Russ dropped backs 40 times week one. I really don't have anything else to say. I think Sutton just absolutely smashes in this matchup.
Yep, agreed. Nothing else to add.
Yeah.
So let's keep it moving here. Let's move over to our wide receiver twos. We have T. Higgins, Mike Williams, Deebo Samuel, DJ Moore, Deontay Johnson, Marquise Brown, Jalen Waddle, Brandon Cooks, Darnell Mooney, Terry McLaurin, DK Metcalf, and Allen Robinson. So, Cody, go ahead and hit me with a couple of your wide receiver twos that you want to talk about.
To kick things off with Marquise Brown, you know, we're looking at the game with the highest total on the week, and it's only a four-point spread as well. No DeAndre Hopkins, and there's questionable pass catchers outside of that. Ertz is still banged up, dealing with an injury. Rondale Moore, I think, could be an interesting play, but until we see his role actually change, I am not buying in on that. So I think we're looking at Marquise Brown lined up for double-digit targets in this game, and all it takes is just one deep ball connection between Murray and Brown and for him to absolutely go off in this matchup. So I love Hollywood as a wide receiver two with wide receiver one upside on the week. And then Brandon Cooks, old reliable, Mr. Garbage Time himself The Texans are 8-point home dogs in this matchup, meaning they're going to be playing from behind early and often. Yes, the Colts added Stephon Gilmore to the secondary, but Cooks lined up in the slot nearly 28% of the time. That was a little bit lower than I was expecting, to be honest, but he's still going to be able to get away from him. And then also, Stephon Gilmore has only played in 19 games, I believe, the past two seasons. He's about to turn 32 here real shortly, so I think Cooks will be fine as a wide receiver two option.
Yeah, I like both of those options. I'm going to go ahead and I want to talk about two guys here. First one I want to talk about is Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, I absolutely love this game. You already kind of hit on it from the other side. I'm going to hit on it from the Kansas City side. You know, the Chiefs have the highest implied point total this week at almost 29 points. Juju Smith-Schuster should be good to go, should be healthy. He was dealing with a little bit of a knee issue, but he returned to practice this past week as well. So there's not really a whole lot of concern there. For me, with Juju Smith-Schuster, they were just being precautious with him. I think he is going to be the leading target getter of this offense, especially early on in the season. I think he's a very solid wide receiver, too, this week. And the other guy that I want to hit on really quickly is Mike Williams, you know, against the Raiders this week. One that is going to be very high scoring, that actually has the second highest total of this slate or of this weekend. You know, we saw him last year. He struggled in their first matchup, didn't get a whole lot of opportunities, only targeted four times last year against the Raiders in week four. However, the final week of the season, he went off for 17 targets, 9 catches, 119 yards and a touchdown. We saw him last year, especially early on in the season, really go off. And then he kind of suffered a little bit of an injury. Then he slowed down for a while until he picked things back up. I think this is a smash matchup for Mike Williams. I think this is going to be a very high-scoring game between these two teams in the AFC West. You know, we know these games are going to be shootouts every single time in the AFC West. We're going to want, you know, to play all the dudes from the AFC West whenever they're playing each other. And so I absolutely love Mike Williams. I actually have him ranked ahead of Keenan Allen. I know we have Keenan Allen because this is ranked ahead of him, but I have Mike Williams ranked ahead of both of them, or ahead of him. He is my guy this week and the guy that I think is going to be the guy to own in Los Angeles this year. So give me all of the Mike Williams. Let's go over and jump over to our wide receiver threes to wrap this thing up. We have Juju Smith-Schuster, Jerry Jeudy, Michael Thomas, Gabriel Davis, Rashad Bateman, Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Alan Lazard, Adam Thielen, Christian Kirk, Devontae Smith. Cody, hit me with some of those wide receiver three goodness.
I only got one guy here because I saw the show sheet and I agree with you on the two that you have. So I'm just going to throw one name out here, and that is Sir Elijah Moore, the Jets of New York. So it looks like we're going to be getting Joe Flacco week one. And while that doesn't make you feel good, there were reports coming out that, you know, after Wilson got hurt, that the offense was actually looking better and functioning better with Flacco at the helm. Now, whether or not that holds up, whether or not that's true, we'll find out. But Moore is set up to be the wide receiver one in this offense. I think he takes another step forward. We saw him have that tremendous stretch last season before he got hurt, where three of his last five games, he was a top 10 option. He had 20-plus PPR points in three of those five games as well. They're going to be playing from behind, going up against the Ravens. And although the Ravens, you know, made some significant additions to that secondary, I think they're going to be able to move Elijah Moore around a little bit more with Garrett Wilson and Corey Davis in there. I don't think they're going to be able to do anything on the ground. So I think Elijah Moore gets targeted early and often. And we saw Elijah Moore do this with multiple quarterbacks last year as well. So I'm not put off by Flacco starting whatsoever.
So for me, two guys I want to hit on here really quickly is Alan Lazard. Great matchup this week against Minnesota. Another game that there's going to be a lot of shootout potential here between these two teams, the Packers and the Vikings. You know, I think these are two teams that want to get out to a good start. You know, who knows? I mean, it's possible we could see a Packers team like we did last year at the first, you know, when they laid a complete dud last year against the Saints and got absolutely throttled. But I'm not expecting it. The Minnesota defense is not very good. Their secondary is terrible. They allowed the most fantasy points last year to wide receivers. You know, honestly, I think it's going to take a little bit of time for Aaron Rodgers to really trust some of these other pass catchers here in this offense. So I think Alan Lazard early is going to eat. And so, you know, I have him as a top 36 wide receiver. As a consensus group, we have him as a top 36 wide receiver this week. So great matchup for him. And then lastly, I want to hit on Kadarius Toney here in this matchup against the Tennessee Titans. Last year, the Tennessee Titans were good against the run, not very good against the pass last year. Again, I don't think this defense is going to be all that great this year. They also lost a big blow in losing Harold Landry to a torn ACL, so he's gone for the year. That's going to be a big blow to this defense. And so I like Kadarius Toney, something that I talked about all offseason as kind of that sleeper option. And so I think he is going to be the wide receiver one in this offense. He's back healthy, you know, and practicing. And so, you know, I think they get off to a good start here. And I think this is going to be a game they're going to have to throw the ball a little bit. And I think Kadarius Toney is going to be the guy who's going to probably lead this team in targets week one. So I like him a lot as a flex option this week. And so, you know, depending on what your other matchups might be, I think he's somebody you can play with confidence this week. So, Cody, how about you give me one sleeper wide receiver, somebody that you think that's, you know, not necessarily sleeper, but somebody outside of your top 36 that you can that you think that could be kind of a dark horse play for this week?
Yeah, I'm going deep down the ranks on this one. I'm going to go with Jahan Dotson. Obviously, with this matchup going up against Jacksonville, there's nothing in that secondary that scares you off whatsoever. And we've heard just fantastic reports about Dotson all training camp long. Wentz got a lot of time with him as well whenever Terry was sitting out waiting on his new contract. So not someone I think you know is a must start or anything like that that you need to plug into your lineups. But I do think he is a sneaky sleeper. If you're in a deeper league, I think you can throw him into the flex. And I think he's going to be somebody that we're talking about next week on our waiver show.
I like that call. I like that call. You know, it's going to be interesting this year to see how, you know, if Carson Wentz can support multiple pass catchers here. With that being said, I will say that, you know, it's not like the Indianapolis Colts had a whole, you know, like they were just this loaded offense with all these pass catchers you could throw the ball to. It really was kind of Michael Pittman. So that being said, I'm going to go with Chris Olave here. This is going to be a great matchup this week for, you know, for Chris Olave, the deep threat. He has the perfect pairing for Jameis Winston, what Jameis Winston likes to do. He does much more. He does a much better job on the perimeter and passing to the, you know, perimeter wide receivers than he does to the guys like, you know, in the slot like Michael Thomas. So I think this could be a pretty easy matchup here for him. I think 5 for 80 and a touchdown is definitely in the range of possibility for Chris Olave this week. So again, another guy you probably drafted late. You know, if you have a couple of flex spots, you know, open, he's somebody that I definitely want to be putting in there. And remember, at what, you know, in PPR formats, we want to start wide receivers in our flex spots. It is a much more optimal approach. You don't really want to start running back there. Now, of course, if, you know, if you draft a 3-stud running back, of course, you're going to have to do what you have to do. But the most optimal flex option is usually always that wide receiver, you know, in a given week. So be sure to set your lineups correctly. And also, one more fantasy tip. Do not start anybody in your flex that plays, you know, in the Thursday night game. Optimally, we want to start somebody that's like your Monday night game or something like that in your flex. Do not start a Thursday night player into your flex because it really restricts what you can do, you know, in terms of, especially moving forward. Week one, I don't think is as big of a deal because it's not like we're going to get these late breaking news of something crazy to happen. But as the season progresses and we get injuries and everything else happens, you know, then I think it becomes much more of an optimal approach to make sure you don't do that. So that being said, be sure to hit that like and subscribe button for future content. I really appreciate everybody checking out. You know, we will be going live every single Wednesday of the season for you know, all your start sit questions. So be sure to jump into that, as well as you can find us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Time. We'll be jumping on there and doing a game day show where we'll answer all that. Then we'll go live again Sunday night for waivers. So be sure to lock it in here. I appreciate all the support we've gotten so far. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply, but the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/getstarted for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.